Come and behold Him, Lord, the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, O sing, all ye bright host of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us morning, Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh come, let us adore Him. Oh come, let us adore Him. Oh come, let us adore Him. Star of Bethlehem, into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Amen. Down so the darkness could leave. Amen. Has anyone got a special on your heart this morning? We'd certainly welcome that if anyone has. You got one, Brother Luke? All right.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine, truly He taught us to love one another, His law is love, and His gospel is peace. Change He shall break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus praise we, let all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord, their name forever praise we, Noel. Noel.
Amen. How are you, Brother Luke?
Oh, night divine.
evening. How old are you, Brother Luke? How old are you, buddy?
How old are you?
Don't run off. How old?
How old are you?
8 years old, singing for Jesus. I appreciate that, buddy. Amen. Appreciate that. Anybody else got anything on your heart? If not, we'll be opening up our Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew. And I've got my Christmas tie on. I bought it at a yard sale, but I wanted it. I hadn't seen one like it, but it shows that star. It shows wise men coming, and we're going to try our best to comment on that today. And if you'll help us, Matthew chapter number 2. This is a very long, hard message, so bear with me. It'll take me a minute to lay this foundation here. I want to preach today, if God would help me, on what are we teaching our children. Matthew chapter 2, and I'll read the first 12 verses. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered together, when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it's written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, or Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And thank you for standing for the Word of God. You can be seated. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you for the precious Word of God. How the world hates it. How they come against and try to disprove that which cannot be disproved. How they wrestle the Scriptures to their own destruction. Father, I confess this morning that I'm unfit, unable to do anything without your help. And I yield myself as best I can into your hands and ask, dear Father, this morning that you'd preach to me and through me, that these may hear, and those that may hear this message by way of the internet, may all marvel if the great truth be manifested from this message. We'll thank you and praise you. You're the greatest giver that give the greatest gift, and you gave it to all. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. What are we teaching our children? I read you a passage from the Bible. Just in this passage, there's several contradictions being taught our children today. I pray you show me where it says three wise men came. I pray you show me where they came to a manger. It said, wise men, how many I know not. So they came into a house and found the child with its mother, Mary. There are two contradictions just right off the bat. If you ever see a manger scene, it'll show three wise men. It'll show them coming to a manger. It'll show them bowing down and putting their gift before that little baby. By the way, he's 2 years old, if you want to know.
Amen.
Amen, Molly.
Amen.
But what are we teaching our children? Oh, we do well to teach them about Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairies, evolution, global warming, secularism, humanism, all that stuff. I want to draw from that for just a minute. We don't have a lot of young people here this morning. But while we've got young people here this morning, I want to try to plant a seed of truth this morning.
Amen.
That they may understand there's more to God than this world will ever tell you. There's more to God than you'll ever hear about in the schools. The only hope for our youth is the church. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only place the light's still on. Amen. But the Bible said there came wise men. And they were seeking Him. Amen. They said, we've seen His star. Amen. We sung that song. Brother Vernon said that's one of his favorite songs. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem. Mentioned by Balaam in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. He said, I'll see Him. And of Judah shall come a star. And His scepter shall rule. I'll tell you right now, they're not going to do away with Jesus. Let Hollywood have their stars, Molly. But I'll tell you what, God's got a different star, amen. And His star right here, amen. There'll come a star, amen. Out of Jacob, amen. He'll rule over God's people. You know what those wise men said? We've come to worship Him. When they saw that star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshiped Him. Amen. Verses 10, 11. We've become so secular, it makes me sick. We try to become so politically correct. It's amazing how we go to such great efforts to deny the truth. Now, I'm going to comment quite a bit on Phil Robertson today. He's the main one on Duck Dynasty. Of course, they're trying to crucify him. Unfortunately for them, he's not for sale. Unfortunately for them, he knows enough Bible that he's not in error what he said. They just don't want the truth. But the sad thing is they want the money that they can make from this man. And he's kind of like Esther that Mordecai said, for you know for such a time as this, you come into the kingdom, amen. You know, time and things are kind of important. At the time, Sarah conceived. And boy, Isaac to Abraham at the appointed time of life. And at the time, Jesus came in this world through a virgin named Mary. Even though her husband, she was a spouse of Joseph, didn't understand. God appeared to him in a dream and told him, not be afraid to take Mary, thy wife, to thee. For that thing in her is of the Holy Ghost, amen. That don't make no sense. Scientists can't prove it. But they can't disprove it neither. You may not realize this, but they can actually inseminate women today and they can have babies. But not like this one, Brother Hired. Not like this one. Yeah, they can do it, but not like this one here. She is overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you right now, she bore a holy son of a holy seed to sit upon the throne of his father David. Amen. I have to admit, Phil Robertson has become my hero. Not very many men will take the stand that he stood. I mean, brother, he stood when it's not easy to stand. He said what's not easy to be said. And it left a bad taste in the mouth of the world. And they don't know what to do with it. I had a man call me last night. And he said, how can I find out more about this? I said, just turn the news on any channel. That's all that's on there. I tell them they can't handle it. It's bigger than the news. Amen.
Amen.
I like it. Amen. I like to see the world like hell, all troubled.
Yeah.
About this one called Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, at the word of Jesus, Margaret, they's all troubled. What are we going to do now? We can't get rid of Him. What are we going to do now? Hey, the great King that He might have been. Hey, wasn't in His power to do away with this child, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I wish we had more men like Phil Robertson. They wasn't like Joel Osteen I seen this morning on CNN News, put on his pretty smile and seen his words just right and wrote a book. And if you feel good, it's all right. I'll never do that. I'm going with God. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, buddy.
Amen.
You want to live for God, it'd cost you something. It'd be worth every penny of it. Amen.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I don't want the praise of men. I like to have it. But I want the praise of God more than I want the praise of men. Jesus went about, the Bible said, obtaining favor of God and man. Boy, that'd be great. But I'll tell you right now, no matter what, I'm going with God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's controversy here about Jesus. You read your Bible, it's been going on quite some time. Those disciples were forbidden to speak about this name Jesus. Man, they threatened. They said, don't you make mention of this name Jesus. Hey, they beat Him. They went out rejoicing, being able to suffer His name's sake. And they went spread it abroad. Amen. Turned the world upside down with the news of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 4, verse 17 through 31. They were forbidden to mention that name Jesus. They just had a school singing Holy Night, but they weren't able to mention that name Jesus. Sad thing, somebody called their hand on it, Carolyn. They're trying to explain it away. It was a mishap. It just wasn't supposed to be like that. Somehow or another, it just happened. I'm glad, praise God, this stuff started to come to light. I don't know if you've been noticing or not, but a lot of people have been having the right kind of spirit. One guy spent $21,000 in a shopping mall. Just said, I won't pay for everything everybody's got up here. Just said, I'm paying for a bill. Y'all go on. Someone else got people's layaway out. I seen a woman this morning said, I don't understand it. They said, I don't understand it neither. But it's the right spirit.
Yeah.
It's the spirit that the world ought to have more of.
Yeah.
She said, my children didn't have nothing. We lost our home. And there's a little girl over her. She said, she's going to have a Christmas now. Somebody bought our layaways out. Oh boy, that spirit of Christ. He didn't come to take, He come to give.
Yeah.
But oh, how they hate that Spirit of Christ, and oh, how they need it, amen.
Yes, right.
This dry day we're living in. Jesus said, if they've done this in the green, what shall they do in the dry?
Amen.
Boy, this dry day, brother, burning. I remember back years ago, people used to weep at the preaching of the love of God, that God came down and gave Himself a ransom for them. And they used to weep and say, oh, thank you, Lord. This dry day, we've got hard hearts and dry eyes. You'll just stop and think about it, boy. How God honored you through this sign, amen. We've become so secular, it makes me sick. But here I want to get in this message now. What are we teaching our children? Did you notice these wise men came from the east? Hello? From the east. Where are you getting at, Brother Eddie? Well, let's do a little Bible study this morning. Genesis chapter number 25. Look in your Bible. I want you to read it. Genesis chapter 25. Go there. Everybody don't have this knowledge. I didn't either. God brought this to my understanding. I still don't really understand it, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. It says, then again Abraham took a wife. Her name was Keturah. She bare him Zimran, Jokshan, and Medan, Midian, Ishbank, and Shuan, and Jokshan begat Sheba. I can't say no some of these names, so just bear with me. And Dedan, the sons of Dedan were Shuram. Phew, God, what words. Mishuam and Luman, the sons of Meda, Ephath, God, and Epher, and Hanok, Hannah, Abaddon, and Eli. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. And the greatest gift he gave, I'm going to elaborate on here in a minute. And sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived. Where did he send them? Eastward, unto the east country. Where did these wise men come from? That gift that Abraham gave, the greatest gift, he gave them the knowledge of the coming Messiah, Jesus the Lord. Jesus said about Abraham that he rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. John chapter number 8, verse number 56. He done more than see it. He passed it down. What are we teaching our children? He passed it down. Not just to Isaac. You remember what he told Isaac when he went up Mount Moriah? And Isaac said, "Father, where's the lamb? Where's the sacrifice?" It's like Abraham all of a sudden going up. By the way, that's Golgotha, Mount Moriah. As they're going up that hill, Golgotha, all of a sudden the veil pulled back. Abraham said, "My son, God will provide Himself a lamb." It's like he's seen John the Baptist some years to be, looking upon Jesus saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Jesus said that Abraham saw my day and was glad. Amen. I'm telling you, he saw something. He told his children about it. I'll prove it here in a minute. I have a reason to believe that the reason Abraham sent him to the east country, eastward to the east, the reason these wise men came to the east, because they'd been thoroughly informed. And I'll tell you what, buddy, if we could thoroughly inform our children, I believe the world would have their work cut out for them trying to uninform them, amen, Sister Anita. Listen, another thing God said about Abraham, if he's still there, turn over to Genesis chapter number 18. Listen here. God said this about this great man, Abraham. He said, "For I know him." By the way, God knows you too.
That's right.
Amen, Sister Carolyn. He said, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." You know, God had some confidence in Abraham. He said, "I know him. He'll teach his children. He'll teach them about the Lord." God said that about him. He said, "They'll keep the way of the Lord." And Abraham passed the torch down to his kids. Amen. And Phil Robinson has become my hero. He won't back down about the sin of Sodom. He can't be bought out. He's the perfect witness because he loves the Lord. Amen. They don't know what to do with him, but I know what to do with him. Praise God. Thank God for a godly man in the day and hour we're living in. Amen. They want the money he's making, Brother Maryland, but they don't want the truth he's telling them. Why won't he back down? I'll tell you why he won't. He's got kids, Carolyn. He's got grandkids. That's why he won't back down. What are we telling our children? Sister Nita, I saw you a while ago point to them boys. You know what you just tell them? You just tell them, "Hey, I'm your mother. And if you don't want the consequence, you better pay attention, because I'm going to come back here and do more than pulling." Amen. I saw Jesse take off back there in the back. I saw Luke come up there in the front. But we need to tell our children. Amen. We need to tell them. The Bible says a child left its own to bring its mother's shame. We need to impart in them the knowledge. Amen. We need to teach them and train them and tell them about Jesus. Amen. Our children need to hear it. Keith, you brought it. Christina, Selena, Jade, Chase. Well, Chase hadn't been here yet. And Alexa. Those children, they need to hear it. They need to hear it. They need it. This dry day, this destitute day we're living in, they need to hear it, William. They need to hear it. If they don't hear it, it's because we failed. Amen. My grandfather, he may not have known I got saved, except up in heaven. But I'll tell you one thing. He imparted something to me when he told me I need to get saved. And he told me, "Love me." He said, "If you ever change your mind and you want to get saved," he said, "you come down to my house any hour of the day and I will personally introduce you to Jesus."
Amen.
I miss him, Brother Vernon. You know, you look back on days gone by. People weren't ashamed of the Lord.
No,
they weren't ashamed to be seen reading the Bible and praying. Amen.
Amen.
We've come down to a day, boy, when we think twice about what we do in front of others. Oh, listen. The world needs what we got. They need the message. They need the example. They need the testimony. The Bible said about Enoch, he had a testimony that he pleased God. I asked my pastor, I said, Brother Rick, we're exact same age. I said, Brother Rick, if you live longer than me, I said, I want you to do my funeral. He said, make it easy on me, Brother Eddie. And I said, if it ain't, you say it however it is, brother. But I want him to be able to stand up there and say, I'll tell you one thing about Brother Eddie, he loved the Lord. And all the days he lived for God. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do your funeral one day. Make it easy on them. Amen. I told him, I said, if the Lord don't change your mind, I would like for you to preach there where Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Henceforth there's raised up for me a crown of righteous, and the Lord himself shall give me, and not me only, but all those that love him. Look to the back. I said, if it's true, Brother Ricky, I preach it. And if it's not true, I said, warn them and tell them to live for Jesus is the only life to live. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I wish we had a world full of Phil Robinsons.
Yeah.
The world finally got something they can't handle, Brother Melvin. They don't know what to do with it. It won't go away. They can't buy him out. They can't silence him. I say, praise God. I mean, old Brother Eddie gets up there and Brother Vernon, we get up there and scream and holler and preach. But you take Phil. All the world's on him. He's like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. He won't bend. He won't bow. He stands out. Everybody else is bending and bowing. Yeah, he's going to get thrown in the furnace, but it's the right kind.
Amen.
Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, but it's the right kind. Look at what happened to those others. They got thrown in. That's the right kind of trouble. Oh, listen. I want to make more ado about Jesus than Phil, but I'll tell you why Phil is doing what he does. Because he used to be an owner of a bar. I don't know how many of you ever heard his testimony, but the guy called me last night. He'd never heard the testimony of Phil Robinson. Phil Robinson was the owner of a bar, and he had a sister, Anita, that was saved, and she had such a burden for her brother that she got her preacher and said, we're going to go talk to my brother about his soul. And they come in that bar. I can't imagine. I don't think I would do it, but I'll have to admit, if God would lead me, I would.
Yeah.
They come in that bar with the lights down low, with everybody drinking. And I tell you what, that preacher went up out of the field, and they said he's one of the meanest men in the country. And he walked up to him and said, Jesus loves you, buddy. You need to get saved. And his sister was over there passing out gospel tracts. And them men in that bar didn't appreciate that. And he's throwing them back in her face. And Phil, trying to handle the situation, he told the preacher, said, hold on here just a minute. He went there, Kelly, and he said, you men? He said, that's my sister. He said, if you don't want the tracks, throw them in the trash can, but keep your hands off my sister, I'll break your legs. And they knew he meant it. And he went back and he said, what was that you said about Jesus? Salvation, mercy, and love? Phil Robinson got saved, Brother James, because somebody had a great enough burden to go where many wouldn't go.
Amen.
And now look at the end result.
Amen.
Now look at the world. They're in the dilemma Phil was in.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, boy, there ain't no way out for them. Here this man is. Amen. Jesus said, who loved me the most? He's been forgiven of much. He's been forgiven a little. Find that big sinner and tell him about the God that forgives sin and saves souls. Amen.
Amen.
I've tried to evaluate people. I remember one time I worked with a man, Randall Hammer. Boy, he's rough. I mean, he's rough, Brother Vernon. And even though I wanted to talk to him about his soul, I was reluctant to do so because I knew he'd cut you to the bone. Big, rough guy. I was in the restroom one time and I was washing my hands in there. And Randall Hammer came in that restroom and the Lord said, talk to him about his soul. I said, what you talking about? I mean, I'm sitting there, boy, and I got the office whooping there was. And I took the chicken boy out, Jesse. I said, Lord, you give me another chance, and I will. And that day, I was back there at the sink at the back of the press washing my hand. Guess who come back there? Randall Hammer walked right up there to me. And I'm trying to find a word to say. And my Adam's apple is big as a watermelon. I'm choking, I'm gasping. I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. And I turned around to Randall and I opened up my mouth. I said, Randall, he said, you know anything about automatic washing machine? Boy, it's good. I didn't see that coming. And I said, no, Randall, but you know anything about Jesus? And I saw the man that I was afraid of humbled at that word. He said, no, I don't. I said, Randall, I just want to tell you, Jesus loves you, buddy. He told me to talk to you about Him because He's interested in you, buddy. Yes. He dropped that head down. I never seen such a humble man. He said, I want to know Him. I want to get saved. I said, Randall, run to Him. Don't run from Him. I said, He sent me to you. I was afraid and reluctant to talk to you. Carolyn told me she had a lot kind of rough in her family. She said, I want to talk to Him, Brother Eddie. Pray I'll get an opportunity. Make an opportunity, sis. Without delay, go to Him and say, if I could wait, I would. I can't. You need to get saved. You need to know Jesus. I'm telling you, this may be the year, amen, that He shows up. I don't know. You don't know. But I tell you what, I wish we had some more. Bill Robertson's, amen. Ruffle the feathers of Hollywood. Ruffle the feathers of it. Have you seen the news? Have you seen the news try to handle it? They've got it down now that he only offended in one word. It beats all I've ever seen. I've saw the media chew people up, Anita, but they can't handle this. It's bigger than them. And they can't deny it. It won't go away. And I'm interested in how this is going to turn out. Amen. It may be the best Christmas. Amen. I promise you this. There's going to be more people watching Duck Dynasty than there ever has. You know why? Some of them are going to be watching because they want to pledge allegiance to a man that loves God and won't back down. Others are going to be watching because they want to try to find a mess where he makes a mistake and get, you know, entangle him in his speech and try to catch him making a statement that they can say, there you go!
Yeah. Yeah.
And others are just going to listen out of curiosity because they want to see how this is going to go. And they want to keep up with it. But I'll tell you what, Jesus is going to have the final word in this. Take a man like Phil Robertson, just an old rough bar owner. God cleaned him up. He may not be much to look at, but you're like me. You're looking on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. You remember when God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse? May have been some Phil Robertson in that bunch. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. God picked out the one he wanted. I don't know what David looked like. The Bible said he was a ruddy lad. But God looks on the heart. I see something in Phil. I need an Eddie Wade. I see something in Phil. You ought to say, I need that in my life. Have boldness. The Bible said the righteous are bold as a lion. We need that, Brother Melvin. We need to run people down where they're afraid of us because they know all we want to do is tell them about Jesus. Amen, Anita. I mean, we come into the family meal and they're scared to death because they don't want us to open our mouth because they know we're going to talk about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's the kind of reputation we were to have.
Amen.
And my family, they didn't know how to handle Eddie Wade because they knew we didn't have very many family hymns after I got saved because they knew all Eddie Wade was going to talk about was Jesus, the Bible, and getting saved. It messed everything up. We couldn't even have a family reunion no more. I remember my Uncle Woodrow Wilson. He's Jehovah Witness. Oh, more than 144,000. I said, is that right, Woodrow? Which tribe are you of? I said, that's 12,000. I'm each of 12,000 of theirs. I said, which tribe are you of? What you mean? I took my Bible. I said, look here. 12,000 of each of 12 tribes of Israel. Which one of those 144,000 are you? Well, I didn't know that. I said, there's a bunch of things you don't know, Woody. But I'll tell you one thing you don't know. You don't know Jesus. And if you don't know Him, buddy, you ain't going to make it.
Amen.
I saw Him, boy, that one tooth He had. I saw Him, boy, back up. He could out-eat me one tooth. Man, that man could eat the bomb out of a pan. I saw God get a hold of him there for just a little bit. Woodrow Wilson. As far as I know, he died lost, but his blood's not on my hands. I've done my best. I saw my aunt Marty. I saw my aunt Joyce. I saw my grandmother Pauline. I saw them all tremble at the thought of eternity without Jesus. Don't tremble at the thought. Welcome Him in. While you can, come to Him. Run to Him. And you'll know why Phil Robertson took the stand he did. Do you see what Abraham did? He taught his children. Amen, Carolyn. Taught his children's children how to show up, Brother Eddie. Where is he? Born King of the Jews.
We've seen His star. We've come to worship Him.
Amen.
I believe when we implant in the hearts of our young people, I believe the schools are going to wonder how we're going to handle them. We can't handle them. It's too deep in their heart. We can't overthrow it. It's on solid foundation. Foundation of God standeth sure, Molly.
Amen.
The Lord knoweth them that are His.
Amen.
And them that are His, the Bible said, they won't follow another. Amen. Oh, how we need to invest in our young people. How we need to get the message of God to them. You look around our young people today and you see the mark of the world on them and you see where the world has polluted their mind and poisoned their mind. And if they were perverted their bodies, and I look at them and I say, there ain't nothing that a good dose of Jesus wouldn't help.
Amen.
Amen. Last Sunday I commented on Melanie. I run into her up at the 5-star restaurant where Highway 55 and Highway 80 joined together. Cheeks pierced. Nose pierced. Tongue pierced. Lip pierced. Tattoos all over. She's on the cell phone, Brother Vernon. The Bible said he that winneth souls is wise. And a true witness delivers souls. I went up to her, Carolyn, I said, you wouldn't by chance be talking to Jesus, would you? And I saw on the look of her face, she wasn't expecting that. I said, he's so wanting to talk to you. He loves you. What's your name? She said, Melanie. I said, Melanie, there's a little church over behind the St. Old Store. I said, I'd sure like you come over there and hear about this Jesus. She wasn't much to look at. But I'll tell you what, there was something in my heart went out to her. Find that one. Find that one that needs the message. Find that one. I'm telling you, we're the vessels that God put the treasure in, earthen vessels. I tell you, let's get it out, amen. Let's tell it from the rooftop. We had a service one year up on the public square in Columbia. It wouldn't hurt me a bit to have another. The world needs the message. And we've got the message. Isaiah chapter 6, God said, who will go? One man said, here am I. Send me. God said, go. He took off running. And as he's running, he turned around and said, how long shall I go? He said, till the land be utterly desolate and the city be without habitation. We need to get going.
Amen.
We got to get the message out. Father, thank you for the privilege to brag on your son. Thank you for the privilege to brag upon your patriarch Abraham and your faithful preacher, Phil Robinson, and every preacher that stands for the truth. I thank you for so great a cloud of witnesses that even to this day cannot be denied that if they know Him, they know the true message, they know the true Savior. Lord, this world's come down to a sad day when people claim to know everything but Jesus and they think somehow they're going to make it. Lord, it's going to be a sad day when I hear Jesus say, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Lord, help, I pray that while we've got voice and utterance, that we'll cease not to proclaim and preach Jesus as the only Savior to this world. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand.
113.
What are we teaching our children? You know, you can teach your children something this morning just by coming up here at this altar. My children walked in on me praying. I don't know how many times. But I've never been ashamed of one single time they walked in. My little granddaughter walked in on her grandfather down on his knees of praying. The first time she slipped out of the room. Then she came back and knelt down right beside me. You know what she told me last night? She said, Pop, pray for my other grandfather. His name is Johnny Barrick. She said, pray for him, Pop. He's heavily rubbed. She knows her grandfather prays, Carolyn. She said, pray for him, Pop. I said, I'll do it, honey. What do we tell our children? Do they see Christ in you? Do they hear your words seasoned with grace? Will they hear you foaming and ranting like the world? And they scratch their head and say, I thought this Christian. Our children will miss it if we don't get it to them. Let's stand 10 foot tall in their eyes. Let's leave a testimony behind and they'll say, one day I'll say, my grandma, my grandpa, my dad, my mom, love the Lord supremely. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
113.
You need to come this morning. You come right now.
Brother William, appreciate the example, godly example, man of God, coming boldly to the throne of grace. Maybe you need to echo. Maybe you'll just step out, come this morning, and say, Lord, thank you for being merciful to me. Or maybe you'll come this morning, and say, Lord, you got what I need, and I need it now. Jesus said, you have not, because you asked not. He said, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, in the day of trouble, are you calling? He said, I'll answer. Come on! Lord, thank you for Brother William. Thank you, Lord, for these who come this morning faithfully to the house of God. Thank you for the message and the help of God. Thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, dear Father, there be young people come this morning. Lord, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, come this morning and ask for help to get the message of God to their families. Help, Lord, this morning. Help. Bless you, Brother William. I appreciate you. So little regard. You're come this morning to say, Lord, I just want to say I love you. I just want to say thank you. I want to give a little gift to you this morning. The fruit of my lips, give and praise your name. Little drummer boy said, I'll play my drums for you. Little boy put an offering all over you, God. It's in little things, boy. God saw with a woman cast in two bags, them little things. He saw. Don't worry about the present God, some big thing. Be grateful in the Lord. He'll make you master over you.
Oh, what compassion.
What compassion.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. All who believe are saved from the storm.
Oh, he will pass, will pass over you. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Maybe somebody's got a word in their heart before we dismiss. Thank you for coming. Don't forget to pray for Brother Vernon. Come tonight. Anybody got anything on your heart?
I want to pray to the Lord.
Amen.
I thank you for coming.
Amen. Bless you, Mommy. Amen.
I'm looking for him.
Amen.
I can feel him
school
near.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we put our lights on our tree. God put His light on His tree.
Amen.
Light of every man cometh into the world. Whew. He's the true light. Anybody got a word?
Appreciate the good spirit of the Lord here today.
Amen. Amen.
And let's pray for that man. Maybe he can get a lot of these people saved, yeah. You know, standing steadfast for the Lord against sin.
Amen.
And he's got these... gay people worried, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
You need to pray that they get more worried.
That's right.
Where they're headed. Maybe the Lord can fix them, save them, you know.
Amen. There's
a lot of good people out there if you get them saved, you know. Change your way of living. I don't want to speak more on
that. Amen, Brother Melvin. The Bible said the fear of man brings a snare, and the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
I had no sense one day to realize I was going to have to stand before God one day. I made haste. Said, I need help. He gave me all the help a man could need. That help come through Jesus, His Son. Anybody else got a word this morning?
I want to thank the Lord for the courage He's given me.
Bless you, Nita.
And for being there. And yeah. For leading me into places. And for giving me the true love and the compassion that He's given to me.
Amen.
A lot of people don't know it, but I had stepchildren who were doing drugs. And I had a husband who was drinking. And I went in places in order to get them. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care if they were. And I've been in crack houses and picked my stepchildren up by the hand, and I didn't care what they were doing. I went in places like that with my husband to get him and get him out of there.
Amen.
And they tried to close the door and say, she'll never come in there. And one man even told my husband, said, I'm afraid of that woman. So she's going to be afraid of nothing. But I was going in there out of love, and I wanted to get them out of there. And you know, the Lord has saved them and changed their life. And Nathaniel, he's had some problems lately, and the boy he was living with stole all of his stuff.
Yeah.
Tried to beat him up and everything, and he was scared. And I went and got him, and he said, I can't believe you come in here. The boy boasted his chest out. I won't call his name because his grandpa's a preacher, and he boasted his chest out of what he was going to do and all this. And Nathaniel looked at him, and he said, Mama has been in way worse.
Yes.
You'll not intimidate her.
Amen.
And she goes through with love. And it's not because I don't have fear. It's because I love the Lord, and I know that He's with me, and I love my family. And I don't care what heart got a hold her in. I'm going to get them.
Amen.
And get them. And, you know, I want that to be embedded in their minds.
Bless you,
these children know I'll go anywhere to come get you. I don't care where you're at or what you're doing. I'll come get you. Because I don't want it to be on my hands that I left them there and know where they were. And, you know, I thank the Lord for the courage that He's given me and the love that He's given me to do those things. And it's not through me. It's only through Jesus and through God's power, because He has to put a hedge of protection around me because those places are rough. And, you know, I just thank the Lord for that.
Amen, Sister Nita. The Bible said in the book of Jude, of some pulling them out of the fire, hating in the garments spotted by the flesh. Sometimes you got to pull them out. That's what she did. She went in there, pulled them out. Having a passion. Of some having a passion, making a difference. Anybody else got a word? Love you.
Someone needs a ride, you know, and won't you come to church and find somebody want to get them one. Let you know, or me, or some of us.
Yeah.
Try to get them here.
Amen. I won't be able to help tonight, but I'd be glad to help anytime I can.
Right.
But that's true. We'll be glad to get anybody who wants a ride to church, maybe having a problem getting here or whatever. We'd be glad to help you any way we can. If that's all.
I
want
to pray with the
Lord. All right. I've been waiting on that.
Well, we thought the Father, he's talking about to go back to washing dishes.
All right.
Y'all not going to be fed.
That's good news.
Y'all ain't going to be fed this morning. <or anything. laughs>
Well,
it's all
right.
It's over. I still can't use it real good, but
that's
he said it would still heal more.
Yeah.
Ligaments tore.
I got ligaments tore that I didn't know I had. I said, well, you didn't tell me that. He said, well, you had nothing to know. There wasn't a point dealing that. So, but he says it will be all right, and I praise the Lord for it.
Amen, good. Sister Margaret. Amen.
That little valley we went through.
Amen.
And Marvin went through, and he came out on top,
and
he done a really good job.
Yeah, my wedding anniversary is the 20th this month. 38 years ago, my wife made probably the greatest thing she ever made in her life. Never spent the rest of her life with me. And, you know, marriage is like that. It's got good and bad, rich and poor, good health and sickness. That's the beauty of the marriage. You're there for one another. Brother Melvin stepped up there and helped his wife, and if there's other way around, she'd step up and help him. That's the beauty of that marriage. God designed that marriage, put His blessing on that marriage. And oh me, the world's made a wreck of the marriage. But it's a beautiful thing when it's in its right way. I appreciate it.
Man, appreciate his wife more than all the work you do.
That's right. That's right, Brother Melvin. Well said there. Men ought to appreciate their wives more as a gift from God. You read in the book of Malachi, and it says if a man deals treachery with a wife, with his wife, God's going to get a hold of him. So you better be careful how you talk with her, too. Listen, if nobody...
A little girl, young girl, she's got her job, she's in high school, and working in here toward Jamestown, one of the back of the thing. Trade her car, and she says, I'm going to buy a new car, trade. And she told Mark, she's the happiest she can try.
Bless you, brother. Bless your heart.
People get excited about the Lord, don't you?
That's right.
That little girl, she's got a boyfriend that's been married and
born
on, you know, devil that there kind
of
mess the people's lives up. So pray for her. She'll do the right thing. Get saved for her family. Pray.
Well, Lord, He can do an extreme makeover. My pastor told me about a revival he preached one time. And this guy, this long hair, got saved. He come back the next night. Rick didn't even recognize him. He said, I know you. He said, I got saved last night. Cut all that hair off, cleaned up. And they didn't know who he was. But he sat on the front row that night, next night. But you know, God can do that. I like it when God does it. Amen. Yeah, he did. Amen. Amen.
And there's fruit out there for everybody. You need to be a little bit careful because if you get on cold storage evidently, and it's kind of getting bad. So if you find one, eat it quick or put in the refrigerator one.
Dismiss us, Brother Melvin. Don't forget to come back tonight. Pray for Brother Vernon. Yes.